You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty, and it's time for Theater Talk. Critic David Kiley of Encore Michigan is with us now to take us through some of the offerings from professional theater companies around our state. So here we are in the midway point of the theater season.
That's right. We start June 1st and go to May 31st. That's our cycle for the Wild Awards that we judge the season on. So,
all right. And it looks like we are starting today at the Detroit Rep.
Yes, they opened this past weekend with a play called The House on Poe Street. This is a new play about a pair of twin sisters who are geneticists, and they have a plan to feminize the world.
Okay.
There's a bit of science fiction going on here. It seems that they think the quote, this is a quote from the play, less men equals less violence. Now, I'd quibble with the grammar, as you would, as fewer men equals less violence.
But it doesn't sound as good.
No, you get the idea.
Yeah.
And the title stems from the fact that they actually live in the house where Edgar Allan Poe wrote The Raven. And so it's pretty interesting, and it also really taps into the women's movement and everything that seems to be going on. I'd also like to mention that the show is directed by Leah Smith, who has been identified as by the theater's founder, Bruce Millen, as the next artistic and executive director of the theater. This is a big deal because Bruce has been the artistic director. He's a founder since the 1950s.
Boy, so this is a passing of the torch in an important way.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
All right. Now we head up north to Waterford Township in the Monster Box Theater.
Yeah, they are doing 2 one-act plays for the price of one ticket.
Fun.
So one of the plays is Tom Stoppard's The Real Inspector Hound. And Stoppard wrote this play off his own experiences as a theater critic in England in the 1950s and early 60s. And the story, it's a farce, really, focuses on two critics who are reviewing a play that is based on Agatha Christie's Mousetrap, you know, it's a bit of a shaggy dog whodunit. And then the critics become unexpectedly involved in the play in a way that they could not have imagined when they sat down. It's a lot of fun. It's farcical. So the other play on the bill is also very funny. It's called Black Comedy by Peter Schaefer. And this is a play about a sculptor and his debutante fiancé. And they borrowed some expensive antique furniture from his neighbor without his permission. And there's a power outage. And the really interesting thing about this play is that the action takes place as if they're in the dark. So it's kind of funny. It opens up in the dark and you're wondering what's going on here. But they're actually – but then when the power goes out, that's when the lights come up. And so they're sort of groping around for the rest of the play. It's very funny.
And again, back to British farce.
Yes,
British farce. And a little different from what Peter Schaefer's Equus.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. Over to the Ringwald in Ferndale. So we're heading down Woodward to 9 Mile. What's being done there?
They are doing a play called Significant Other by Joshua Harmon. I saw this the other night. It's very much rooted in millennial life. It's about 4 friends in their late 20s, 3 straight women, 1 gay man. And the man is, you know, he's the best bud. He's the non-sexual bestie they all feel safe with as they explore how they're going to sort out their romantic lives. And as each woman gets married, one after the other, the gay friend's still looking for his love connection. He feels like the odd man out. The acting, superb. The story will feel very relevant, I think, for younger theater goers. And I say younger because, you know, when I go to 70 shows a year, at least, and I see the average age patron as being about late 50s, frankly. Very few under the age of 30. This is the sort of play that I think will really appeal to people under 30.
Very good. All right. And there's always interesting work being done in Northville at the Tipping Point.
Yeah, well, there again, this is sort of another play that I think appeals to younger folks. They're getting ready to open up the musical The Last 5 Years. And this is by Jason Robert Brown, the same composer who wrote the score for Bridges of Madison County, about 2 people, men and women, breaking up. And they tell the story through song, each from their own point of view, of the previous 5-year narrative that led to their drift apart and their ultimate split. This play gets done quite a bit because it does tend to attract younger patrons, and it's very popular with younger artistic directors.
Well, let's take a listen to a sample from the original cast recording of The Last 5 Years.
I think we both can see what could be better. I'll own when I was wrong. so we'll start again this weekend and just keep rolling along.
Very, very nice. And again, getting younger audiences in there and giving them the theater habit is essential. You want to build those audiences.
Yes, it's. I do think that as people get older, they tend to have more disposable income, mm-hmm. more time. And so even if they're not going a lot now, they tend to go later. That's been kind of the cycle.
All right. And speaking of some disposable income, a little bit different setting, the Fisher in Detroit, Rent.
Yeah, we teased this a bit in December, yes. but it's worth teasing again. They've opened this week. It's a terrific touring production of Rent, the 1990s musical based on La Boheme about people struggling on the Lower East Side of Manhattan at the time of the AIDS crisis.
Yes, indeed. Know. And the Meadowbrook, now that Christmas Carol is done, dusted, and packed away for another year, which, by the way, on your recommendation, I saw, and it was fantastic.
It is. It's amazing.
Indeed. So what's new at Meadowbrook?
Well, they have a play coming on called Fox on the Fairway, which is another romp kind of like the Stoppard play we talked about. It's a story that undercuts the stuffy members of a private country club, has mistaken identities, romantic humor. It's a doors comedy, a lot of opening and closing doors. And I love a good doors comedy about a guy who really loves golf above all else.
Okay. So fun. Well, lots of good theater, and you'll get details on these and all kinds of other theater offerings around the state. Just go to EncoreMichigan.com. David Kiley, thank you so much.
Thanks very much, Cynthia.